From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Utility crews have been working around the clock to restore power to the more than 800,000 homes and businesses still without power after a severe ice storm raked across the northeastern states. Just getting to downed power lines is proving difficult because many roads remain impassable in the region. New Hampshire was one of the hardest hit states. From New Hampshire Public Radio, Amy Quinton has more.
New Hampshire Governor John Lynch and emergency management officials are warning 385,000 residents without power to expect to remain without power. Utility officials say residents may have to wait until next week before it's restored. 46 shelters across the state have opened, and more than 500 utility crews from as far away as Virginia and Ohio are helping out. During a conference call, Governor Lynch said he's also called in the National Guard.
We have 100 National Guard soldiers on alert. 95 soldiers have been deployed at this point, helping primarily with traffic control and debris removal.
He's also warning those without power to be careful of frostbite and hypothermia inside cold homes. For NPR News, I'm Amy Quinton in Concord, New Hampshire.
President-elect Barack Obama has chosen New York City's Housing Commissioner Sean Donovan as his nominee for Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. If confirmed by the Senate, Donovan would help deal with the housing market problems that are at the heart of the nation's economic crisis. European Union leaders have agreed on a package of measures aimed at protecting their economies as well as the environment. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who is completing his tenure as president of the EU, says getting the plan approved was not as difficult as some had expected. Now, as Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, the leaders are calling on the Obama administration to follow Europe's lead in addressing the issue of climate change.
Beating expectations, Sarkozy managed to get the other 26 heads of state to agree to the EU executive branch's proposal for boosting the European economy by 1.5% of EU GDP. And they also promised to abide by previous commitments to slash carbon dioxide emissions and use cleaner fuels by the year 2020. Sarkozy was elated, as heard here through an interpreter.
This is quite historic, what's happening here.
European Commission President José Manuel Barroso, meanwhile, stole a line from President-elect Obama's campaign in urging him to combat global warming.
Yes, you can also do what we are doing. Yes, you can achieve the targets we have committed ourselves to achieve.
Environmental groups, nonetheless, say the final climate deal gives too much leeway to business and industry. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
There was more violence in Athens today as young Greek protesters attacked stores, banks, and a police station. The rampages began last weekend after police shot and killed a 15-year-old boy. This is NPR News from Washington. An Atlanta man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing four people in a rampage at a courthouse in 2005. The victims included a local judge and a federal agent. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Valerie Edwards has the story.
Brian Nichols escaped the death penalty after jurors deadlocked earlier this week. When a jury can't agree on the death penalty, Georgia law kicks in and requires a judge to consider life in prison with or without a chance of parole. In 2005, Nichols was on trial for rape in Fulton County when he grabbed a guard's gun, fatally shot the judge overseeing his case, a court reporter, and a sheriff's deputy. During his day-long escape, Nichols shot and killed an off-duty federal agent and took a local woman hostage. In his defense, Nichols claimed to be a slave revolting against his captors. Judge James Botiford sentenced Brian Nichols to 7 life sentences and 4 sentences of life without parole, plus 485 years. For NPR News, I'm Valerie Edwards in Atlanta.
President Bush says the latest government figures show that use of illegal drugs by young people has declined further. Mr. Bush said, for example, that methamphetamine use was down 50% and marijuana use declined 25% over the past 7 years. There were also drops in teen alcohol and cocaine use.
Overall, illegal drug use by Americans is down by 25%, meaning we have helped approximately 900,000 young people stay clean.
Mr. Bush, speaking in his weekly radio address, he said the Coast Guard has confiscated more than 360,000 pounds of cocaine destined for the U.S. from South America this year. That's a record amount. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.